Get ready, Cyclone Nation.
Down and Iowa State wins it.
3-point jumper right side. Good.
Throws, caught, Petway, touchdown.
Shayok delivers a tough jumper.
And buries it. A three from the right corner.
Fire up the band.
Are you kidding me?
This is the Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters.
With our Cyclone Insider, it is the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you this morning?
Doing well. How are you, Brandon?
I am doing great. Big win last night for Iowa State. They faced a tough Kangaroo squad with Kansas City, and 79-61 was the final score. That game fairly close for the most part, but then they went on a run late in that game yesterday and really were able to close it out and pick up another win for the Cyclones.
Yeah, it really was a good win. I thought Kansas City was very well coached and prepared and excited to play in Hilton Coliseum, and their best players from Ames, Javen White, and so, you know, they had a little extra energy to them, and they played really hard and played well. But I thought Iowa State did too. You know, Iowa State played hard. They matched the enthusiasm that Kansas City brought into that game, and you know, they eventually were able to pull away and win it by 18. But that was not easy. It was a hard earned win, but a good win at home. Iowa State's now 4-0 at home, and got to keep protecting the home floor throughout December, because they don't leave Hilton Coliseum in December. They're home all month, and then head into conference play. So very important to win all these home games in December and put yourself in a great position going into January.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice feeling to know you've got some home games after just getting back from the battle for Atlantis. You know, Iowa State showed pretty good. I mean, they took on a very tough Michigan team, which ended up, I believe, winning the whole thing. And then they lost to Seton Hall, which Iowa State will meet again coming up this weekend on Sunday. So a rematch against Seton Hall. They lost 84-76 last week. What are your expectations? You think it might be a little bit different this time around?
Well, I'm hoping it will in Hilton Coliseum, but Seton Hall is a very, very good team. They had Michigan State pretty much beat early in the season, couldn't quite close the deal on that one, but they're, you know, a top 15 team nationally and a very good team, and several very, very good players, including a lot of big guys, you know, 6'10 or bigger. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a real test for Iowa State. They were able to successfully get the game at their pace and then really pound it inside in the game in the Bahamas in the second half. Iowa State defended them pretty well in the second half, but not as well in the second half. But, you know, I think this is going to be a really good game. I think Hilton Coliseum should be packed, even though it's a Sunday night, 8 o'clock tip. You know, it's a tremendous opponent. This is a new thing this year. It's the Big East, Big 12 battle. And I love these matchups between the conferences when they do this, because you end up with some really good non-conference games. And if you didn't have these conferences pitting themselves against each other, I just don't think the schedules would be as strong. It's nice to get some of these extra games in here that really do strengthen the schedule. Iowa State still has its SEC Challenge game at Auburn later on this season. So it really helps your non-conference strength of schedule. But I expect a great crowd, a great environment, and hopefully Iowa State can turn the tables on Seton Hall. You know, these teams haven't played each other ever until these last 9 days, and Seton Hall has back-to-back games against Iowa State after never having played them in their history. So kind of a unique scheduling quirk this year.
Yeah, that is funny how that worked out for sure. And then they'll turn right around, and we'll talk about it next week. But Iowa's on the schedule looming there next Thursday as well. So that'll definitely be a good tune-up in getting ready for the Hawkeyes. Switching over to football, of course, last week it was a tough loss for Iowa State against Kansas State. You know, after that game, still optimism for the Iowa State Cyclones football team, where they kind of obviously they wanted to win the game, but still excited for their bowl game and matchup, which we'll find out on Sunday?
Oh, for sure. I think there's a lot of excitement about getting ready for the bowl game. You know, this will be the third bowl trip in as many years for Iowa State. I think it's only the second time in school history that's happened. They still have a chance to win 8 games for the third year in a row, and that's only happened once in school history. So, you know, there's a lot out there for this team. And just this week, exciting news with Matt Campbell getting his contract extended, and then, you know, 8 guys making first or second team all Big 12. You know, lots of other guys getting honorable mention. And you know, it was without a doubt, I don't think Iowa State had its best performance against Kansas State. Even in their losses before that, I thought they had played pretty well but not quite well enough to win. And this one, they just didn't play that well. And still only lost by 10 on the road against a team with 8 wins, and it was their senior night, a lot of enthusiasm for them. And so if that's the low point, then I guess we've come a long way, because mm-hmm. I can remember some much lower points in Iowa State football history. So this is a program that's on the rise. It's a really good program in really good hands, and I'm really excited to see if they can go win a bowl game and finish this thing out with 8 wins.
And obviously a team that is happy to keep retaining their head coach as well. It was rumored that maybe Matt Campbell could go somewhere, because he's really made a name for himself. He's done a really great job with the Iowa State football team, and to see him get that extension earlier this week, I'm sure you had to like that too.
Well, it's going to happen every single year. There's no doubt it. You know, people are going to come after Matt Campbell. None of it's being initiated by him, but you can bet that people are going to come after Matt Campbell, or that his name is at least going to get thrown around with every big opening that comes up in college football or in the NFL. It happens a lot. And so it's just part of the deal. It's a compliment, a complete compliment to Matt and his coaching staff that there's that much interest in them. It shows how well they're doing. And it's going to continue, so we have to get used to it as Cyclone fans, but it's a really good problem to have. And Matt loves it at Iowa State. Mm-hmm. He has really succeeded here and is continuing to see bigger and better things for the program going forward. So he's excited about the future of this program. And you know, they got signing day coming up on December 18th. And so they wanted to make sure to get that message out there for everybody that might have any doubts that Matt Campbell will be Iowa State's coach next year and going forward.
Final question for you, as we're visiting with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, I've read a lot about the bowl predictions, and everyone I've read so far has them Iowa State going to the Liberty Bowl down back in Memphis. Is that kind of what you're hearing maybe, or you're waiting and seeing for Sunday?
Well, I think there's three really strong possibilities at this point. Memphis is certainly one of them, but I think Phoenix is very much in the picture, and then also Houston. So, you know, it's really interesting, Brandon, because the top of the league with Oklahoma and Baylor, there's some separation between them, and then, you know, four other teams that you can pretty much throw a blanket over that tied for third place in the league standings. And so a lot will depend on, does the Big 12 get a team into the playoff? Mm-hmm. You know, the winner of that Oklahoma-Baylor game this Saturday, if Utah loses and if LSU beats Georgia, I would think that team would have a great chance to get into the playoff. And so that could bump everybody up a notch. But, you know, Memphis, Houston, Phoenix, those are all possibilities for Iowa State. They're all good destinations. But you're competing with three other schools that all have good fan bases and strong traditions too. So, you know, it's kind of anybody's guess what we'll find out on Sunday, but we'll know Sunday at 3, and then people will start making their plans.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, John, thanks for the time, as always, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Yep, my pleasure. Thanks.
All right.
Cyclone Insider with John Walters, every Thursday morning at 8:30 on the Morning Kickstart. Covering Cyclone territory, Iowa's best country, Kicks 101.1.